about that big around. It doesn't have any fur on it, and it lives by a pond or a lake, and it hops. And sometimes it goes knee-deep, knee-deep.
The frog?
Yeah. That's a silly question. We're going to have to do something better with that. And what do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Little tiny ones. Do you have a local name for them? Tree frogs or rain frogs?
Yeah, we have rain frogs, spring frogs, and I think it's these spring frogs that makes this little rain that we call hear them, you know, when they say, well, it's going to rain, they hear the rain frogs.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a tiny little green frog stays in a green tree, green bushes and stuff around about.
Uh-huh. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Earthworms.
Okay. What do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Well, I imagine now that's about the largest of earthworms.
Okay.
That I know of. That those are big ones. Now we got what they call the wigglers.
Uh-huh.
The red wigglers, and they're a smaller one. Then we have one that's that grows and raises around like wood pile centers where wood's been cut and it's trashy and all you have some of them like I can't think of the name of them now, but they're not as large though as some of the big earthworms.
Uh-huh. So the earthworms are the biggest ones
that I know about.
Well, what do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
A hummingbird?
No, this is an insect.
Dragonfly?
You can prompt if you want to.
Dragonfly?
A what?
Dragonfly.
That's the kind of thing I'm after, but I'd like to know if you call it a dragonfly or a mosquito hawk or...
What is it? Describe it again then.
Okay. It's an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over lakes or ponds.
Well, they still clothesline wires.
Yeah, they do that too.
We call them dragonflies, mosquito hawks.
Skeeter hawks, what we've
Skeeter
always
hawk.
Called them.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp, it's something else?
Otter.
What do you call it?
Otter. Otter.
Otter.
O-T-T-O-R, right?
O-T-T.
E-R, otter.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Baby carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say that you were going to, what, the baby? If you were going to move it from one place to another.
Like store to store of town? Something.
Well, I mean, would you say ride or push or roll or wheel? Or?
Push.
Okay.
Push the baby carriage, that's the word. Push.
What do you call nuts that grow underground?
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father... Okay, let's see. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting? Well, some people say it stings. Do you have those around here?
I don't know. I can't think of what that is right now.
Okay. Let's see now. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resembles?
Yeah.
Resembles or favors. We say
favors.
Favors is the old word back on in my day.
Okay. And if his behavior is similar to his...